ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 6 7 एंड 8। We'll read text 6. Jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharanaha vidyadaryas chananritu apsarobhi samamuda jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharanaha vidyadaryas chananritatu apsarobhi samamuda jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharanaha vidyadaryas chananritu apsarobhi samamuda jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharanaha vidyadaryas chananritu apsarobhi samamuda jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharanaha vidyadaryas chananritu apsarobhi samamuda jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharana dharaschananritu absarobhi samamuda Mataji jagu kinara gandharvas tustuvu siddhacharana vidyadaryas chananritu sarobhi samamruda jagu recited auspicious songs kinara gandharva. The kinaras and gandharvas, inhabitants of various planets in the heavenly planetary system, tustuvu, offered their respectful prayers. Siddhacharana, the siddhas and charanas, other inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Vidyaryacha, and the Vidyadaris, another group of inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Nanritu, danced in transcendental bliss. Apsarobhi, the Apsaras, beautiful dancers in the heavenly kingdom. Samam, along with Muda, in great jubilation. Translation. The Kinaras and Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs. The Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers, and the Vidyadharis, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. Text 7 and 8. Mumuchur munayo deva sumanamsi mudan vitaha madan madan jaladara jagarjur anusagaram nisite tama udbute jayamane janardane devakyam devarupinyam vishnu sarva guha sayaha avirashid yata prachyam disindur eva puskalaha. Translation. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Patibhavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivisatya Kilat Mabuto Govindam Ari Purusham Tamaham Vajami. This verse indicates that Krishna and his entourage are of the same spiritual potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna's father, his mother, his friends, the cowherd boys, and the cows are all expansions of Krishna, as will be explained in the Brahma Vimohana Leela. When Brahma took away Krishna's associates to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded himself again in the forms of the many cowherd boys and calves, all of whom, as Brahma saw, were Vishnu Murtis. Devaki is also an expansion of Krishna, and therefore this verse says, Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarva Guhashayaha. At the time for the Lord's appearance, the great sages and demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves, and above the sea there were clouds in the sky, which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon in the sky on the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared on the eighth day of the waning moon, there could be no rising of the full moon. In answer to this, it may be said that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty which is in the hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on that night because of the Lord's appearance in the dynasty wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So by the grace of Krishna, he could appear as a full moon. To welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the waning moon became a full moon in jubilation. Instead of Deva Rupinyam, some texts of Srimad Bhagavatam clearly say Vishnu Rupinyam. In either case, the meaning is that Devaki has the same spiritual form as the Lord. The Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha, and Devaki is also Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, no one can find any fault in the way the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha, appeared from the womb of Devaki. Those who are not in full knowledge that the appearance and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental, Janmakarma Chame Divyam, are sometimes surprised that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can take birth like an ordinary child. Actually, however, the Lord's birth is never ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already situated within the core of everyone's heart as Antaryami, the Supersoul. Thus, because he was present in full potency in Devaki's heart, he was also able to appear outside her body. One of the 12 great personalities is Bhishmadev, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, Kumaro Kapalo Manu, Pralado Janako Bhishma. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1942, Bhishma, a great authority to be followed by devotees, says that the Supreme Person of Godhead is situated in the core of everyone's heart, just as the sun may be on everyone's head. Yet although the sun may be on the heads of millions and millions of people, this does not mean that the sun is variously situated. Similarly, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has inconceivable potencies, he can be within everyone's heart and yet not be situated variously. Ekatvam manupasyata. The Lord is one, but he can appear in everyone's heart by his inconceivable potency. Thus, although the Lord was within the heart of Devaki, he appeared as her child. According to the Vishnu Purana, therefore, as quoted in the Vaishnava Toshini, the Lord appeared like the sun, Anugraha Shaya. The Brahma Samhita 535 confirms that the Lord is situated even within the atom. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. He is situated in Mathura, in Vaikuntha, and in the core of the heart. Therefore, one should clearly understand that he did not live like an ordinary child in the heart or the womb of Devaki, nor did he appear like an ordinary human child, although he seemed to do so in order to bewilder asuras like Kamsa. The asuras wrongly think that Krishna took birth like an ordinary child and passed away from this world like an ordinary man. Such asuric conceptions are rejected by persons in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi san. Bhagavad Gita 4:6 is stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is Aja, unborn, and he is the supreme controller of everything. Nonetheless, he appeared as the child of Devaki. This verse describes the inconceivable potency of the Lord who appeared like the full moon. Understanding the special significance of the appearance of the Supreme Godhead, one should never regard him as having taken birth like an ordinary child. Mumuchur Munayodeva Sumanamsi Mudanvita Mandan Mandan Jaladara Jagajur Anasagaram Nisita Tam Udbute Jayamane Janardane Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarva Guhashaya Avirashit Yata Pracham Disindur Iva Puskalaha. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. Janma Karma Chame Divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tatva deham punar janma naiti mam eti so arjuna. One who knows, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma, that my birth and my activities, chame divyam, are transcendental. Divya means transcendental. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatvadaha tatva deham punar janma naiti eti so arjuna. One who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, Krishna says, he does not, she does not take birth again in this material world. So one has to come to the understanding that Krishna is completely transcendental. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarasta. He even enters into the atom. He is Bhagavan Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasasa Sriya. He has all beauty, all knowledge, all renunciation, etc. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who understands this is actually, this is Krishna consciousness. This is what it means to understand Lord Krishna. This purport gives in detail by Srila Prabhupada that understanding. Who is God? Who we are? What is our business? What is our duty? Why we're suffering? How to get out of that suffering? The other day, for 4 days, 5 days, we went and fed the Buddhist monks and their entourage at the St. John Episcopal Cathedral by USC, downtown Los Angeles. They were making these mandalas for peace, because there's no peace in the world. We can see every day you go on Yahoo or you get your feed, however, your news feed, and there's trouble in every corner of the world. Because prayanalpa yusaha sabya kolovasmin yugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hiupadruta. In this age of Kali, people are short-lived, misguided, unlucky, quarrelsome, and always disturbed. People are constantly disturbed in Kali Yuga. Why? Because they don't know who is Krishna. Who am I? What is our relationship? Why am I suffering? How to get out of the suffering? Natevidu Swarga Giti Hibishnu Durashaya. And therefore they're trying to find pleasure in that which won't ultimately give them pleasure, but only gives them pain and suffering. And I think in one feature film, they asked one champion, what is your prediction for this fight? And he said, pain and suffering. Dukhayalama Shashvatam. Bhagavad Gita states, this material world is full of pain and suffering. We're not trying to be pessimistic. Prabhupada says, we're repeating, because it is actually a fact. The material world is full of pain and suffering. It's not something we're trying to say to be pessimistic. It's true. It's realistic. We can experience in our own life. Therefore, the Buddhist monks had come. And these were not little Buddhist monks. We brought prasadam thinking I'd be the tallest guy there. at 5'7". These guys were 6'2 to 6'5". Growing up in northern India, they knew what is halwa, what is chapati, what is basmati rice, what is sabji. And they were very happy. Because for the week, they were making the peace mandal. They had to be vegetarian for that week. As their guru had told them, no more yak. I guess in that part of the world, they eat what is called yak, a kind of a horse figure. I don't even know what it is. A big animal. So they were vegetarian, and they built these peace mandals. Very beautiful. You can see them on the ISKCON of New Dwarka page. Dwarkarani Prabhuji came one day and took beautiful pictures. But the next day, there was no peace. And I didn't feel that peaceful looking at the mandalas. They were beautiful. But I was trying to figure out, where is the peace? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gave us the peace formula. Peace doesn't mean you make a picture that may be very peaceful. Mandala, that's very spiritual, peaceful. Chant mantras, that's supreme peace. But one has to understand Krishna in three features. Bhagavad Gita says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Yatvamam Shanti Richati. One wants Shanti, real peace. One has to understand first, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. All of our austerities, all of our penances, all of our activities are not meant to provide our family with a good household or give future generations a nice place to live. But Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. They're to please me, Krishna says. I am the object of your tapasya and yajna. Then Krishna states, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I'm the proprietor of all the planetary systems. Not just this planet, but the planets where other people are residing that we call, what do they say, UFO? Or the people themselves are ETs. Where the ETs reside. Krishna's in charge of ETs, all UFOs. What to speak of this tiny, measly, disturbed, mentally ill planet that we live in. Now they're having their big election. One Rakshasa is going after another Rakshasa. You have your choice. Go to the polls and either vote for tyranny or vote for anarchy. Actually, it's so many words. You can make your own. One is a madman, and the other is a madwoman. You have your choice. That can't bring peace because they don't understand Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. They say, it's a big quote, when I grew up in the Midwest, this land is your land. This land is my land, from California to the New York Islands. so on and so on. And this is what we sang and thought. This land is your land and my... No! This land is Krishna's land. It was formerly the American Indians' land. And we're claiming, oh, this land is my land. Who am I? My grandparents emigrated from some godforsaken country in the East. What do you call? Eastern Europe. Who is an American? Oh, everyone who is an American has to get out. Then you get out first, rascal. Are you American? And then making fun of American Indians. What kind of leadership? So one must understand, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, that Krishna is the proprietor of this land, that land, every land. It's all God's. It's all Krishna's. And then, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. He is our real well-wishing friend, Krishna. Now is a popular term, BFF, or BGFF. BFF, best friend forever. You tell me who's your best. I've been friends with Savas Prabhu and Nikatma Prabhu probably for 43 years. But it's not forever. Well, by Krishna's grace, if we both, all three, remain in devotional service, maybe we'll get some opportunity to serve on another planet or back on this planet, back in another country, or maybe in this country, in another city, or maybe back in this city again and again and again. But who is our real BFF? That is Lord Krishna. People spend so much time texting their BFFs, putting up on Facebook, today I brushed my teeth and there was a little piece of food still stuck in my teeth. Who cares? If Krishna was brushing his teeth and there was a little piece of prasadam in his teeth, oh, we care. Srila Prabhupada came out of his room in Mayapur. I had the fortune of guarding his room. He came out on the veranda. He adjusted his kulpins. He leaned over the veranda, I think it was second floor, and he spit. So one may say, well, okay, fine. I ran around for 2 hours telling everyone this transcendental pastime. If there was Facebook back then, I would have put it out to 1 million people. I would have had it go viral that day. Because what the pure devotee and Krishna do, that's transcendental. What we do is a waste of time in the mundane sense. But people are putting up, today I blew my nose and it really hurt. That's a fact. Today I was thinking like this. It's everyone's doing that. Thinking that they're so important. I'm the center of the universe. I'm the main person. I'm your BFF. You should want to know what I'm doing. Krishna is our BFF. We don't have to spend time texting each other's in the mundane sense. How are you? I'm fine. Is everything okay? Yeah. Did you see this? No. Back and forth. We text Krishna. He's our best friend. And you don't need an iPhone. My son gave me his old phone. My grandson was looking at it because it has some apps. But you can't access the apps by touching the screen. Actually, it's such a cheap phone, you can't access the apps, period. So he took the phone and started trying to open and he was moving things. 3-year-old trained to go on the internet. It didn't work. He took the phone and threw it over his shoulder. This thing's broke. This thing's useless. We have that. You don't need an iPhone. You don't need the latest. And wait up. We have the latest. It's called Japa Mala. We're texting Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna responds, "Oh my Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. I'm suffering here in this material world. Please let me serve you. You're the well-wisher of everyone. You're the proprietor of all planetary systems. You're the object of our austerity and penance. That's why I'm texting you every minute. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. You have your texting equipment. And you won't get a ticket. At least I have never gotten a ticket. While driving and texting Krishna on Japa beads. You can text anywhere at any time and Krishna answers back. We may not be able to hear or see the answer, but Krishna's responding. He's taking care of everything. So when one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in these three features, Suridam Sarvadehinam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam, that is peace. That gives us peace. People ask why whatever we are doing is very peaceful and happy. Peace means one has to deeply understand these three features of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Last week, we were in New York for a week for the New York Rath Yatra. And Ramabhadra Prabhu, the temple president there, sent us to different places, 26 Second Avenue to chant, Tompkins Square Park, they had a beautiful 50-year since Prabhupada chanted under the tree in Tompkins Square Park. We chanted there at the Brooklyn Temple. And one day he arranged a program before Rath Yatra that we headlined, true story, the Barclay Center. The Barclay Center is the home of the Brooklyn Nets, New York Nets, basketball. Big auditorium, 50,000 plus, 80,000 people. We had an audience of shoulder to shoulder, 80,000. I told my daughter, I called her from New York. We headlined the Barclay Center, 80,000 people shoulder to shoulder. We were the main attraction. She said, "You played right on the basketball court?" I said, "No, no, no, no. Level 2. Platform 2. The subway, 2 levels below the street." And there were 75,000 people going in every direction. And the kirtan was ecstatic. Banabhata Prabhu, myself, Madhurika Prabhu, and Bhakta Eddy and some people from New York came with us from the New York Harinam. And then the beautiful, biggest Rath Yatra in New York to date, 50-year anniversary of Srila Prabhupada. I think it was the 40th year of New York Rath Yatra anniversary. 76 to 2016. 75? Something. So when we understand these principles about Bhagavan and integrate them into our life, then we become peaceful and happy and give people the opportunity. The monks were working so hard making the mandalas and they looked very serious. But when they came and ate govindas, sabji, rice, halva, and some kind of puri, chapati, store-bought, they became very happy and peaceful because that prasadam is infused with the peace formula. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
I don't talk about it.